Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the briefing. The Secretary General arrived in China today. He met a group of leading Chinese executives whose firms are part of the UN Global Compact network of companies. Their discussions focus on sustainable development and the fight against climate change. Tomorrow, the Secretary General is scheduled to meet President Xi Jinping and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. We expect to provide readouts of those meetings. The Secretary General will also visit a peacekeeping training center near Beijing and speak by video link with Chinese peacekeepers based in South Sudan. And I have a statement attributable to the spokesperson for the Secretary General on the situation in Turkey. The Secretary General continues to closely follow developments in Turkey. He remains concerned about ongoing clashes between protesters and security personnel. He is saddened by the deaths and injuries that have occurred. The Secretary General urges maximum restraint in the pursuit of constructive dialogue in order to resolve differences and avoid further violent confrontation. He believes that stability is best assured through dialogue and when the rights to peaceful assembly and the freedom of expression are fully respected. And continuing on Turkey, the High Commissioner for Human Rights has welcomed the Turkish government's decision last week to put a hold on further action on the development of Istanbul's Gezi Park and then to submit the issue to a local referendum. Navi Pillay urged the government and civil society to build on this decision and to act in a manner which would diffuse tensions. She said that the atmosphere is still highly combustible, stressing the importance of the authorities recognizing that the initial extremely heavy-handed response to the protests is still a major part of the problem. The High Commissioner said that because of that response, the scope of the protest broadened to include other aspects of governance, including those relating to fundamental human rights, such as freedom of assembly and freedom of opinion and expression. In times of growing public outcry and large-scale protests, the government must take all necessary measures to ensure that police forces do not resort to excessive use of force and other human rights violations while discharging their duties, she said. There is more information on this available on the website of the UN Human Rights Office. The Security Council held a meeting on Libya this morning and heard from Secretary General Special Representative Tarek Mitri, who noted the recent political polarization there. Mr. Mitri said that the risks in Libya should not be underestimated and that the opportunity should not be overlooked. He said that managing the country's transition is bound to be difficult, but added that, despite the gravity of some recent developments, Libyans have not lost their confidence. We have Mr. Mitri's remarks available in our office, and he plans to speak to reporters at the Security Council stakeout once the current consultations on Libya have concluded. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights urged the Brazilian authorities today to exercise restraint in dealing with spreading social protests in the country and called on demonstrators not to resort to acts of violence in pursuit of their demands. The UN Human Rights Office welcomed the statement by Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff that peaceful demonstrations are legitimate and also the agreement on Monday that Sao Paulo police would not use rubber bullets. The Human Rights Office called on authorities to conduct prompt, thorough, independent, and impartial investigations into reports of excessive force. The UN Refugee Agency said today that the crisis in northeastern Nigeria sees refugee outflow spreading to Cameroon, while people are still arriving in Niger. A team from the refugee agency visited areas along the Nigeria-Cameroon border in the far north region of Cameroon and reported the presence of over 3,000 Nigerians. Crossings began a week ago, and most of those who have arrived so far are women and children. The refugee agency said that the refugees are being hosted in churches and schools. The agency is working with the authorities to relocate the refugees to safer places away from the border. There are more details available online. The Secretary General has appointed Major General Michael Finn of Ireland as head of mission and chief of staff of the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization. Major General Finn succeeds Major General Juha Kilpia of Finland, who will complete his assignment on June 30th. We have more information on this appointment in our office. I have time for a few questions. Masood?
In the aftermath of
Microphone, please.
Yes, sir. In the aftermath of the G8 talks, where the Russian president and the American president were not able to come to any sort of a compromise or conclusion on this process forward in Syria, do you think that the Geneva conference that is being held by the United Nations will hold any promise at all? Or what is it that the Secretary General can do to spur it forward?
Well, Mr. Brahimi continues to work very hard with all parties to try and bring them to the table. We're waiting to see what the final communique of the G8 meeting is and what it says. And we're also looking to, Mr. Brahimi is working very closely with the Secretaries Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov to get this conference going. So this is where we're at right now. Obviously, as Mr. Brahimi said in Finland, I believe was picked up by the media, it is a difficult process. It's not, nobody said it was ever going to be easy. It's a very complex process, but it's a very necessary process given the number of deaths and casualties in Syria and the effects of violence, not only in Syria, but in bordering states.
And I just want to ask another question. There is a statement by Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, that because of the Palestinians, any peace talks are next to impossible with the Palestinians, between Palestinians and the Israelis. Does the Secretary General share that view, and does he believe that the Middle East peace process, which is still on the whole in the United Nations, these so-called, can it be again revived?
Well, the peace process has had its ups and downs over the years, and obviously we are in a period right now where people like the Secretary General and others are trying to get both parties to the table to try and get them to discuss their differences and their problems. As I said about the Syrian situation, it is not easy. Nobody said it was going to be easy. There are very complex issues at stake, and the Secretary General continues to work hard through his contacts, through people like Robert Seri, the Middle East Coordinator for Peace, and others, to get the parties to the table and to get a basis of understanding between them. Joe?
Yes, actually, this turns out to be follow-ups to both of Masoud's questions. The first, dealing with Palestine, my understanding is that there is a UN international meeting in support of Israeli-Palestinian peace being held in Beijing this week. It was requested by the UN Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People. So my question on this point is whether the Secretary General, while he's in China, is planning to participate in that meeting, and if so, would we be able to get a detailed readout?
Well, I'll have to see what's on his agenda. I haven't seen it on his agenda, but let's see if he does have anything to do with it, we'll try and get you some information.
Okay. Well, wait, just because there's a second follow-up on Stuart's question, which was the Secretary General invited to attend the G8 meeting, and would this have been an opportunity for him to perhaps serve in some sort of mediating role with the Russian President Putin and President Obama, since the principals were there in discussing the Syrian situation?
Well, I'll have to check on that. The principals were there in a sense, but the principals, who are the Syrian government and the Syrian opposition, were not there. So we are continuing to work through Mr. Brahimi with the parties to try and get them to the table, and we are trying to work with the Russian and the American authorities to try and get the conference underway. Back there?
In terms of the Brazil, they call it the Human Rights Commission meet, can you just expand a little bit, and just taking advantage of your knowledge of Spanish, can you give the answer in Spanish, just how important it is for Brazil to get into peace talks with the protesters and just kind of just make sure that everything gets better before the World Cup?
I don't speak Portuguese. No falo Portuguese.
No, en español.
Would you bear with me while I speak in Spanish, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. Very kind of you. Thank you. La Oficina del Alto Comisario de Derechos Humanos ha pedido a las autoridades brasileñas hoy de ejercer cautela en su manejo de las protestas sociales que están expandiéndose en el país y exigió a los que están demostrando de no caer en violencia. La Oficina de Alto de Derechos Humanos dio la bienvenida a lo que dijo la presidenta brasileña Dilma Rousseff, que las demostraciones pacíficas son legítimas, y también el acuerdo de la policía de Sao Paulo que no va a usar balas de goma. Thank you. Silvian, back to English.
Thank you. I would like to ask you if Mr. Brahimi will be arriving soon to New York.
I don't have his travel plans. We'll try and find out, and we'll let you know when he comes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Abadi.
Thank you, Eduardo. After his visit to Beijing, is the Secretary General visiting any other country in the region?
No, he'll be coming straight back to New York on Friday morning. Matthew, I see your hand through the corner of my eye.
Le tengo una pregunta.
Muy bien.
No, I'll go in English. We'll go in English. That I wanted to ask you first about Eastern Congo. The M23 said that they went to Kampala to continue these negotiations they'd been having with the Congolese government, and that the government said there's no more talks, it's over. And they claim that they've written to Mary Robinson, describing, you know, asking, I guess, for her to get involved in resuming talks, and complaining also of 50 arrests, what they say are 50. The DRC government says there's 9 arrests of Kenya-Rwanda speakers and transfer to Kinshasa. So it seems like this is right in her mission of this framework of hope or what, you know. Has she gotten the letter, and what's the UN's position on whether those talks should continue?
Well, the UN's position, obviously, the talks should continue. Dialogue is what the Secretary General has called for, and the Secretary General was in the DRC recently basically to foster a sense of dialogue. We'll check with Mrs. Robinson's office to see if she received the letter.
And I guess I just on that, because it seems to some that, in fact, this sending of the intervention brigade basically emboldened the government to cancel the talks. So it's kind of either in the spur of the moment or when you respond later, what would be the response of the Secretariat to the idea that this a lot of focus and a lot of effort, but actually it's resulted in less dialogue, not more?
Well, I don't do spur of the moment.
Okay.
We'll try and check for you on that. Something else, Mr. Abadi?
Thank you, Eduardo. There are indications that China has a proposal regarding the Middle East peace process. Is the Secretary General informed about that? Has he received any plan from China?
Well, as I said in my earlier announcement, the Secretary General is meeting the President, is meeting the Foreign Minister, and I imagine this is one of those issues that will loom large on their agenda, as will other issues such as Syria, the situation in the Koreas, and other issues of global importance. Matthew?
My question is, did he receive any such proposal?
Well, I'll have to find out from his office. I don't know if he's received any formal proposal or not.
I wanted to ask you about Kadugli in Sudan, where the peacekeeper was killed last mm-hmm. week. The SPLM North has said, you know, they said over the weekend that they had been shelling on Friday what they called military targets in Kadugli, and they actually have now said that they resumed shelling on Monday. So I wanted to know, I know that it was said initially that the UN is, you know, investigating and can't say anything, but it seems pretty clear that there's a party that's shelling the city. The other side is in the city. So I wanted to know, has there been any further development on the UN's investigation? What does the UN think of Sudan going forward with this? There's a soccer tournament. This is the reason that the SPLM North says that they're shelling it, because they say it's outrageous to hold a soccer tournament in Darfur and Kadugli, given this conflict there. Does the UN have any view of whether that soccer tournament is good for civilians in El Fasher and Kadugli?
Well, as I said, we'll have to check into it. The investigation continues. I don't have any further update. We'll try and get an update on the investigation. And in terms of the soccer game, that's something we'll have to check with DPKO to see what the mission thinks.
And is there something on, do you have anything on Guinea? I know that Saeed Jinnit was very involved, but now it's been said that the election will not, as had been announced, take place by the end of June. And I'm wondering, is the UN disappointed? Is the UN trying to set another date? The last we heard was kind of a positive statement, but now there seems to be negative.
Well, I'll have to find out about that for you.
Oh, let me try one more. This is an in-house sort. I just want to ask you this. I've been asked, it just seems like a very strange thing, but it goes to the idea that there can be more than one organization advocating for media access in the UN. And I've been told by DPI, your favorite, my favorite, that in fact any sign mentioning the Free UN Coalition for Access has to come down, whereas an UNCA sign can remain up. And it seemed so inconsistent with the UN's idea of kind of multi-party systems and freedom of speech. I haven't heard from the individual you usually refer me to, so I'm asking you for a statement of how it's consistent with how it's not just a violation of free speech and a sort of a favoritism and
well, I'll have to check injustice. I'll have to check with the DPI on that, Matthew. I don't have the information on that.
That would be good. Wednesday okay. seems to be the deadline for them to take it down.
Last question.
Thanks, Eduardo. Does the Secretary General have any comment on the planned peace talks between the Taliban and the U.S. in Doha?
Well, Secretary General has always said that dialogue is a way forward, and that as long as the Afghan government is involved and working on the process, that he agrees that dialogue has to continue. It's the only way to end the violence. It's a political situation, and political negotiations are required to put an end to the violence. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.